And here to tell us more about the Think and Drink series and this Wednesday's Murder Museum, we've got Courtney Freyhoff with Cleveland's Museum of Natural History joining us now. Courtney, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys today?
Oh, we are wonderful, and I love this idea, this concept behind Think and Drink. How did this all begin? And if for those that aren't familiar, could you explain the concept behind Think and Drink?
Absolutely. So a few years ago, the Cleveland Museum of Natural History was looking for ways to really engage, you know, the adult audience, the young adults without kids and the adults looking for something fun to do on a weekday night. So they came up with the idea of putting science with a really good brew. So we have scientists that come out of the labs. We bring in different partners from local universities, different institutions, and then we provide our guests with a really great craft beer, and they get to do a little bit of thinking while drinking.
Love the idea. Love the concept behind it. How long did you say this has been around?
About 5 years. So it's really picked up over the last 2 years. It kind of started off as a one-off event, and then we started this series that runs September through May on the third Wednesday of every month.
So this has become a monthly event, and I think that says a lot about the popularity of it. How did this thing all begin? I mean, because I think, you know, you sit down, you think about this thing in theory, you know, it would be a great idea to get these people together and to talk about different topics, enjoy a nice craft beer along the way. How did this idea materialize?
So unfortunately, I'm actually new to the museum. I came on about 2.5 years ago. But from what I've heard, there was kind of a meeting with kind of everybody sitting down. Like I said, you know, how do we really engage the young adult of the young adult group of Northeast Ohio, young professionals, you know, adults? How do we get them to the museum, not just, you know, for a general experience, but for something spectacular? And that's what we really wanted to create with Think and Drink, is something that is hands-on, that's fun, that's creative. And that's kind of why we have, you know, evolved over the years. We started off with a forensics night that was very popular. That was one of our largest nights 2 or 3 years ago with 700 people. Well, that's our average now. We average 700 to 800 people at every event. And we've taken the forensics theme to new heights with murder at the museum, which is what's going to be happening Wednesday of this week.
Courtney, you mentioned it's a hands-on event. What sort of things are people doing at murder at the museum that is that hands-on feeling?
Well, you're not going to be murdering anybody.
Well, that's good. Yes.
Hands-on event. That already happened. So we've staged a crime scene for people to investigate. There are microscopes that people will get to look for forensic clues with. We have some different activities about blood typing and learning how that can help us solve a murder. There's a couple of hidden gems here and there throughout the museum. We really have taken advantage of the whole space for this event because we're expecting a very large group. But this is the first one we've had a full interactive story for guests to participate in. So we're really looking forward to see how they enjoy it.
We're talking with Courtney Freyhoff from Cleveland's Natural History Museum, talking about their Think and Drink series on Wednesday. This Wednesday, they've got the Murder Museum. Sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. When I was reading the description of this earlier, Courtney, it kind of struck me almost like a real live version of Clue. Is that kind of what you guys are going for?
We do. We have a few actors that will be placed throughout the museum. And the goal of the guest is to, you know, interview the actors, to go around to the different tables, to learn a lot about forensics. It's still a very educational event at heart. But as they go through the different tables, they learn about things like blunt force trauma, bullet wounds. They learn about different diseases, different poisons. The different tables will lead them to who did it and how they did it. So it is very much like a real live version of Clue, just using the museum as a backdrop.
I love the idea. It's a lot of fun. I think it's a lot of interesting work and some fun work as well. You mentioned that you guys throw craft beers into the equation as well. How does the selection of each brewery you guys are going after come into this? And also, I see you guys also have food available at this thing too.
We do, we do. So this month, our brewing partner is Great Lakes Brewery, and they have been with us since the beginning of Think and Drink. So we're very happy to have them. But as the event has grown, we wanted to incorporate, you know, other brewers as well. Out from the west side by you guys, we have Sibling Revelry as one of our partners that helped us in the fall with an event, and that was very popular. So really what we do is we try to reach out to, you know, breweries. Sometimes they reach out to us. We get them involved. And then Zach Brule is our caterer at the museum. So he has a restaurant on site, and they do some really great munchies, appetizers, and then full dinners that are available for guests as well. So it really can be a full date night out. It's not just coming to the museum for a beer. You can have dinner. You can, you know, see a planetarium show if that's something that you haven't done before, and enjoy the museum as well as this event. So it's a fun night.
There's also a raffle, too, at the end of the night, right? You have a chance to win some sort of a free gift basket?
Yeah, so our brewing partners always bring a gift basket. So Great Lakes will be providing some goodies this month. And there are also our prizes for people who correctly can solve our murder. So we have a few prizes for the first person who can correctly solve the murder mystery, and then a couple prizes for kind of the runners-up, if you will. So it should be kind of competitive and fun, but yeah, Great Lakes always brings great baskets, and along with our other brewers.
Is this just single people trying to solve, or are you putting groups of teams? How's it work?
We're kind of letting the guests decide. Sometimes people come as groups. Sometimes, you know, couples come, or, you know, a couple of friends. So we'll kind of have to let them, you know, decide how they want to share the prizes. But there's a prize bag for each correctly submitted answer. So that's something that the team will kind of have to decide amongst themselves. But we're kind of letting guests do this however they'd like. And also for people who don't want to solve the murder mystery, I know it happens, but you may not want to spend your whole night at the museum. You may have other things going on. There's still a lot for you to enjoy, too, the people who don't necessarily want to get as hands-on with the murder investigation. So there's a lot to offer at Think and Drink, and I think, you know, everyone who comes will have a really great time.
See, I feel like, yeah, along those same lines, I'd be the guy just sitting back and watching. Like, I'd want to know the answer at the very end.
but don't want to solve it?
No, I don't want to solve it, but I want to watch everybody else try and solve
That's
it. You know how fun that
it's
would
a very
be?
High-stress situation, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a blast. Like, if you knew what the answer was or you knew who did it, but you wanted to watch everybody else try and get to that finish line and try and figure it out, like, you should be put, like, maybe in some sort of isolation tunnel or something where, like, you can see through the glass. Like, you can study people and how they're trying to figure this out. But you wouldn't be able to say anything, right? I mean, you're just sitting there, you're thinking also and drinking.
You
but could
just
you're
help somebody
watching.
Solve
yeah.
it, Bull. It's,
yes, you're just observing. But see, I love that, Courtney, because you have that option also, right? As long as you don't say anything, you could just kind of sit there and observe.
Absolutely. And the tables are still fun to interact with. You know, we really have some great experts. We have the Cleveland Police Museum coming to talk about Elliot Ness, which is also a beer we're going to be serving that night, kind of fun. A great professor from Akron talking about forensics anthropology. It's going to be a really great night of science and fun. And, you know, and like you were saying, you don't have to solve the murder. You can if you want to. And we actually will be revealing the answer via video on Facebook later that evening. So you'll find out who did it, even if you can't come to the event.
Very cool stuff. Now, this is getting to the end of this particular season. I know you guys have another one coming up in April, and then you've got one for the finale coming up in May. Those two are titled Flight and Nature in the City. As we look ahead to those two, Murder in the Museum seems very, very intriguing. You mentioned how wildly popular this has become. But as we take a look into the future, Flight. Any details on what that one's all about on April 18th?
Absolutely. So we have a new exhibit at the Natural History Museum that opened recently, all about pterosaurs, which are kind of the flying reptiles of the dinosaur era, but they're not quite dinosaurs. They're something different. So we'll be talking about pterosaurs. We'll be talking about other flyers as well. So birds. We'll be talking about insect flight. We'll talk about mammals that can glide and fly. So bats, flying squirrels, things like that. It'll really celebrate lots of things in the natural world that fly, but also some things that, you know, we've looked to nature for inspiration. We have NASA coming to talk about some of their research. The International Women's Air and Space Museum will be coming. It's a hidden gem in Cleveland that not a lot of people know about. So it'll be really great to have that mix of science, technology, biology, and industry. And that's what we really try to do at these Think and Drinks, is we want something for everybody, whether you're a total bird, you know, nut and you love ornithology, or you're an engineering buff and you really want to learn more about space travel and aircraft. So the Flight Think and Drink should be a lot of fun as well.
That sounds like an absolute blast. And I'm going to ask you one more here just for my own personal curiosity. The last
Absolutely.
One, the last one you guys had, Hero Dogs, Balto and the Serum Run. Was that about the dog and the Iditarod? Is that the Balto you're referring to, or am I thinking about something totally different?
So Balto was in that original run that brought the serum, yes, to the children in Nome. He was the lead dog that brought in the serum at, you know, some hour of the morning at the last moment and saved a lot of people's lives. So he actually is at our museum in Cleveland. He's at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History for people to visit. So, yeah, we had a night all about him. It was a really great time. We brought in the Hero Dogs of Today, Guiding Eyes for the Blind, was able to bring in some of their trainees to get some experience. And we really just celebrated Balto, his story, and also the other dogs in that original race, you know, against the clock to save those children in Nome.
Very cool stuff. I think I read that book when I was in third grade, then I saw the movie like a year later, and it was crazy just like how different the book and the movie actually were. But
well, it's funny that you mention it because today, I can't remember what year, but today is the anniversary of Balto coming to Cleveland.
Wow. All right.
So he came to us almost 100 years ago. I think we're short a year or so. But he came to us from a not so great situation and lived out the rest of his life in Cleveland. So that's why he's here now, is he was rescued by Cleveland, so to speak.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, kind of fun. Yeah. Fun fact of the day.
Yeah. Happy anniversary to Balto.
Yes, yes, indeed. Happy anniversary to Balto. Well, Courtney, before we let you go, for our listeners wondering where they can go to get more information on the Think and Drink series, and more specifically, Wednesday's Murder Museum, where can they go to get that?
They can go to www.cmnh.org/thinkanddrink.
Very simple. Think and drink.
Very
and
simple.
See, that's also trending on Twitter as well. Think and drink. Good stuff. Courtney, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks so much, Matt and Andy.
All righty. Again, that's Courtney Freyhoff with the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. Check out that series, even if you can't go on Wednesday to the Murder Museum, which sounds like a lot of fun to me. Check out the entire series. They've got some really cool stuff lined up.